We're just normal men.
What do you mean, normal men?
We're just innocent men.
Expect Casey to try to put a little something extra on the slider here.
Sun comes out from behind a cloud, and suddenly we have sunshine covering the infield. A 1-2 pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss! He struck him out! He struck him out! He struck him out! Aggies are going to the College World Series!
Howdy, guys. Welcome back to the Red Ass Podcast. Today is Monday, May 13th. And, yeah, we're here. Long weekend. That's all I can say at this point.
Yeah. it was a long weekend for sports in general. It was also just a long weekend. I probably packed a little bit too much into it. I got to be honest. And I know that it's like looking a gift horse in the mouth. I get it. Because we've been through a couple of droughts, you know, but man, if the rain could just chill a little bit, the weather kind of knocked out my plans yesterday for the Mother's Day lunch that I'd planned. Cause I want to grill in the rain. We got plenty of rain right now. Okay. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, and we're about to get plenty more today. So just get ready for that. But Fighting Texas Aggie class of 14. I'm Rob.
Yeah, and I'm Roy May, Fighting Texas Aggie class of 2015. Yeah, and it's rain. And on top of that, we have rain coming up in the forecast for baseball too, which sucks. Because all the series are Thursday, Friday, Saturday this weekend for the whole conference.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that all shakes out this weekend.
Well, it looks like we're going to have to play. I don't think we're going to get a Thursday game in, period. So you hope to get a game in on Friday because Friday looks iffy, but it looks like you can get a game in. And then Saturday you can play a doubleheader, which we all know how much Schlossnagel loves that.
Sure.
Talk about a grind, a doubleheader against Arkansas.
Yeah, that's coming off a less than stellar weekend again. So it's always fun.
Yeah. But I guess we can just dive into it. And even though softball – you know, didn't play all weekend, I've got some thoughts on the selection.
Sure, let's go ahead and jump into that because I saw your post on the whole deal. And, I mean, obviously the logic is there, and I think it's pretty clear what the committee was trying to do, but I would like to go ahead and let you discuss.
I posted this on X and Twitter or whatever, and I was responding, I believe, to Amanda Scarborough about it. You know, Aggie softball legend and now, you know, part of the – SEC or ESPN SEC softball crew. Yeah. Well, really not just SEC. She does it nationally. So you're hosting, right? All right, great. We got a host spot. So, you know, that was the goal. You know, we had some slip ups late in the season to where just the supers really kind of were out of our grasp. I think, well, and judging where they put us, I don't think we could have won the SEC and it would have mattered. I mean, we made it to the semifinals in the tournament and still got hosed with a 16 seed.
Yeah.
And my biggest thing is, man, I know, you know, baseball and softball love the metrics game, right? Like probably more so than any other sport, but metrics have always been a part of baseball and softball, you know, whereas, you know, with technology, we're seeing a lot more of it pop up in all the sports, like literally every sport now. And RPI is a really good indicator, but you know, as KPI has come along, if you know what KPI is, it's a little bit more accurate than RPI basically, because it really does take into account, you know, playing on the road, margin of victory. It's just a little bit more in depth than RPI, to be honest. And KPI had us at 12. And if you look at like how the standings ended up in the SEC, and it doesn't make a whole lot of sense just kind of how they seeded everything. I don't know that Bama even should be hosting, quite frankly. I think Texas State got hosed on the outside looking in. I think they had every right to host. So it's, and then just the laziness to put us at 16. So we were basically paired with Texas in the one seed. Honestly, it's just yet again, you know, a selection committee for the NCAA is just kind of mailing it in. It's kind of what it felt like.
Yeah, I mean,
you're thrilled for the girls that they get to host. You're thrilled. But
It sure looked like they went for a convenient route to make the most amount of money they could possibly do it, which is typically the way these committees tend to kind of flow. We've seen it over the years. I mean, a famous example, baseball, when you saw us get paired in 2016, we fell back a few slots so they could make a matchup with A&M and TCU. You see this kind of thing happen quite a bit because at the end of the day, while the NCAA doesn't have an S in their logo, if they did, it would be replaced with a money sign immediately.
Yeah, or shite.
Yeah, also that.
It's just frustrating. I think the girls deserve better than a 16 seed, really. And it's not necessarily, having to be paired up with Texas, because if you play well enough, eventually you're gonna run into Texas, right? Now, if you play well enough, you're gonna run into the best teams. Now that said, you have the opportunity. You have a really cool and fun opportunity. I mean, you gotta get out of your own regional first. We know that. But get out of the regional, and assuming Texas gets through their regional, which we've seen crazier things happen in brackets. When we got Davidson, I think that's probably the most recent big time, chips fell your way kind of thing. When Davidson won their regional, so we ended up getting to host a super. But just get through your regional first, right? And that's the biggest thing. It's that's You got to focus number one. You got to get through your regional. I was just absolutely shocked that we got a 16 seed. It just literally it made absolutely no sense. But I don't want to go into a whole gripe session about it. Now it's in front of you, and literally everything's in front of you to play for. And so now it's going out, executing, and you get to have Davis Diamond. It should be rocking. When you if you're able just to kind of get over the crap seating that we had, I think there's a lot of excitement, just because of where we are, what we've been able to do, in such a short period of time. And we've been talking about it all year, what Tricia Ford's been able to do.
Yeah,
And
but I'm about to say, like, as far as don't let the seeding and everything, get any of us down. What we've been able to accomplish this year under Tricia Ford has been phenomenal, and I'm very excited for these ladies, especially with the chance to host at home. That's one of the big things that you get to do. So take advantage of this chance, and yeah, you're going to have a tough matchup with a Texas State team at some point in this regional, if we're being honest. And so you just got to go out there and do your job.
yeah, they I tell you, in Texas State, I mean, I feel for them. I think they had done enough, but I guess not, kind of thing. But it all kicks off on Friday, and it looks like just the way it's scheduled, softball should be able to avoid the weather, hopefully. Because it the first game doesn't kick off till 4. That's Texas State and Penn State. And so even if that gets delayed, the second game, is slated for 6:30. So even if you got to push it back a little bit, you can bump it back later, because the first game on Saturday isn't scheduled till 3 p.m. And so, if that weather can move out, I think it sets up great for the girls, be able to get your game in, even if you got to go a little late, because that first game, on Saturday is late enough. It sets up really well. And like you said, at some point, I mean, you're going to have to face a pretty pissed off Texas State club, to be honest. I'm sure they feel slighted. But if you can get through your regional, then all you gotta do is go right up the road. Assuming that Texas gets through their regional, which there's no reason to think that, the one seed won't. Softball is a little bit more, kind of top heavy, so to speak.
More so than baseball, I would say.
Yeah, a little bit more chalky. When you like, if you're going to sit down with this bracket and you're going to go ahead and do a bracket, it's just a little bit more chalky. It'll be interesting to see how Oklahoma does, though. Are they going to win their third? Was it third in a row? Yeah. So it's looking like a really fun tournament, quite frankly, because Oklahoma with its most recent dominance, but also knowing how good Texas is, and just kind of go down the list of the supers. Once you get out of the supers, like once you get to Oklahoma City, I think it's going to be a ton of fun, just because the quality that's out there right now, and really just the overall quality of the sport is at such a high level. He's just looking for the second presence in the circle, you know, somebody to step up in postseason and be able to take the ball and take a little bit off of Emily Kennedy. And so, yeah, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the girls looked upward. They got their, you know, second ever conference win, conference tournament win, you know, by beating South Carolina, who knocked them out the year before. So that's kind of nice retribution, right? And then just ran out of gas, kind of ran into a buzzsaw with Florida. I got a lot of confidence in this team. I fully think that they get through it and they end up in Austin. I mean, I'd love for Texas to lose and us end up hosting them super, but sure. But again, I think Texas will take care of their business, you know, in their diamond. And so, so I'm kind of predicting us to end up going and giving the NCAA specifically what they asked for.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all roads lead to Austin and eventually Oklahoma City. So, you know, you got to go
in softball. Yeah, all roads pretty much run through that Texas program right now. They're so good. Unfortunately,
just get through there and let's you know, take care of business. You got Albany to kick everything's off, so just get out there and take care of Albany and go on to the next round.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about, you just win on Friday, and have it set up for you for the rest of your own regional, and the crowd should be great. Yeah. This town's really just gonna kind of be buzzing all weekend. So lots of exciting stuff coming up this weekend, just kind of hoping that the Aggie Dome will hold out for us on Friday. Given the Aggie Dome's recent performance, we may need to go into the portal for this weekend for a new Aggie Dome.
Yeah. Our current Aggie Dome has just, and for any of you who have no clue what we're talking about or outside the loop, when we say Aggie Dome, we're referring to the fact that a lot of times when it comes to these big weather systems, for whatever reason, we tend to miss out on it. Either the storm breaks up before it gets here, or maybe it bows around. There's a lot of things, but that has certainly not been the case over the last month. Yeah. I haven't run my sprinklers in a month.
Yeah. Well, and I've seen a huge storm front literally just go, and it's like Moses parting the sea. It goes all around us and continues. So the Aggie Dome went intact. It's all or nothing, though.
Yeah.
So when the Aggie Dome is intact, we got to run our sprinklers pretty much.
No doubt. So,
but hopefully we can get, you know, hopefully the weather doesn't affect that stuff. You know, baseball obviously probably won't start till 7, something like that, I would guess, 7:30. I'm not sure which. I haven't looked at the TV schedule. I don't know. If baseball is all three of them on national television, I would assume at least one or two of them are.
They are. So what you have coming up with Arkansas, as it stands, obviously we'll see what happens with the weather, but they're slated right now to be on ESPN2 Thursday night at 7 p.m. SEC Network on Friday night at 7 p.m. And then Arkansas on Saturday will be the SEC Network at 2 p.m. So we'll see.
you might lose some of that slot on Saturday just because if you end up having to play a doubleheader or another game might get bumped. I don't know.
We'll definitely see what happens there. I mean, it'll be a top five matchup. I mean, currently Arkansas at 3, us falling back to 5 after another lackluster weekend at Ole Miss, unfortunately, including, you know, the one thing that we said we haven't seen all year, which was a blowout loss. You know, you lose 10-2 in game two. And you lose a really tight game in game one and then do what you did at Arkansas in game three. You go out there and score a lot of runs, and it was good to see Ted Burton back in the lineup. We certainly missed his bat, but yeah, yes. it kind of feels like the team just has continued to kind of roll along in a slump here for the last little while.
Yeah, no, we just kind of mired down in it, and this is a very baseball thing, is when you start getting down, you make it worse because you press.
Yeah.
And it looks like there's a lot of guys at the plate right now that are really pressing in their at bats.
Mm-hmm.
And once that happens, you move the margin of error to an incredibly narrow window for your pitching and your defense. And so all of a sudden, if you're not fielding well and you're not hitting well, pitching can't overcome both of those.
No.
You know? Defense can't overcome poor pitching and poor hitting, period.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I think there's a lot of people down in the dumps, but again, you know, they pull it together, they avoid the sweep. So it's not quite as bitter, you know, on a Monday morning. It was really weird watching Aggie baseball at 5 p.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah, it's definitely odd, but I will say this for them, at least you get a little bit of a breather. You don't have to worry about that Tuesday game this week getting set up for
Right.
Arkansas.
Yeah, totally done with your midweeks and, amazing. Yeah, only team in the country that didn't lose a non-conference this year, like only one in the country. So there's something to be said for that. And you can talk about quality of opponent all you want to, but every single program out there is putting really lackluster opponents all over their midweek stuff. All right.
Oh, yeah. It's
But
not a
we
unique phenomenon to us.
no, we played an invitational, we played Texas. So, we had a couple of blips on the radar that were, a little bit more than your standard non-conference opponents. So that's kudos. That's just staying locked in, honestly. Just so impressive to do that. Now, granted, that gets you nothing and you don't win any trophies for it, but I think it's certainly worth mentioning just because how hard it's obviously hard to do if only one team in the entire nation did it. But also very glad to be done with them. So, like you said, you've got the week. Even though the series is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's not going to be for us. So.
It's true.
So having that Tuesday off is obviously super important. and then just looking forward to a series matchup with an Arkansas team that if you sweep, you win the West.
That's as simple as it gets.
Now, I don't know that anybody on the planet is thinking that we're going to sweep Arkansas, especially if you kind of look at the performances the last 2 weekends. But hopefully, they can get right a little bit this week. Take that time off from the midweek game to, hopefully work on whatever they can work on, they're all professionals over there, and I'm sure the coaches will be emphasizing what they're seeing on tape and hopefully very individually, and I'm sure they are, again, working with these guys one by one to make sure that we're getting them locked in and addressing whatever their specific issue is. This isn't like a big group lecture kind of thing. It's all one-on-one stuff, and hopefully those guys are just getting in the cage, looking at their film, because it's okay the last 2 weekends to be doing what you're doing as long as you get it turned around in the next week or so. You got to get back to playing at a high level. And this series is a great opportunity because we're really good at home.
Yeah, I think if you go out here and reset your brain this week, and whether you win the West or not, you can just go out there, win the series, and get your brain right heading into the SEC tournament. And like I said, if you can maintain some momentum there, secure yourself a top eight seed and go on to do what you need to do to get to the next level. And
Yeah,
that's what we like to see.
I think they need a win against Arkansas, and that pretty much locks it up. That's kind of how I look at it. You get swept, boy. If Arkansas comes here and sweeps, you got to make some noise in the tournament, probably.
Probably.
But you're not expecting to get swept, not at
No.
home. The crowd should be completely insane, quite frankly.
Considering tickets were selling on the secondary market for GA for $200 a piece, I would hope so.
Yeah.
So
So
we'll see how that plays.
it should be incredibly raucous. We play well at home, and so I've got a lot of faith going into this series. I will never predict a sweep in the SEC. I mean, unless it was just an absolute bottom feeder, and even then, they were to Ben McDonald and I can't remember the other guy that was on the call last night. They were talking about it, and it's really accurate. And you even see it in the pros. You go into these, three game series and you win the first two. It's so difficult to win that third game. And McDonald was saying it, that's even in the pros, man. You see clubs go in, they win Friday, they win Saturday, and it's just so tough to win that Sunday game when you won the first two. And he couldn't explain. He says, I don't know if it's you get a little too loose or you just kind of he's like, I don't know what it is. It's just kind of always been that way. But it's different with the setup we're probably going to have this weekend, having to play a doubleheader. That changes things. That's a grind, man. I don't care who you're playing. I don't. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's tough. Against a quality opponent like that, so it should make for a really interesting weekend for baseball, quite frankly. For softball, I hope it's not very interesting at all.
That'd be preferable.
Yeah. I hope they go out there and just kind of glide through it. I don't think that's what'll happen because I think Texas State'll they're good enough to be a host. So that's the matchup that you're really kind of keyed in on, for the regional this weekend for the girls. Although maybe Texas State gets so mad that they press and all of a sudden Penn State, jumps up and bites them. So that's the beauty of postseason,
Yeah,
man.
anything can happen. That is the beauty of the postseason. That's why we love it.
Yeah. So
Absolutely.
big weekend if you can't afford the $200 to GA. Although I haven't seen the secondary market for the regional. I think we have a fan base that's hungry for postseason success, and the way softball has grown through the year, and really, I think Aggies have a lot of excitement, for what Tricia Ford's doing, and I think Aggies that aren't softball fans have become softball fans, and so I expect a really good environment. I'm really looking forward to it. I might have to sneak over to Davis Diamond to be honest on Friday.
That's fair. Should be fun.
No offense to baseball, but
Well, I will
$200.
not be anywhere near baseball this weekend. We're heading out to Temple for show Friday, and then we are Saturday night going to be all the way out in like outside of Muleshoe, Texas, way up there in the Panhandle. We're playing up at a spot called Outpost Barn. So, yeah, no baseball for me this weekend, but that's all right.
Well, and here's the other part of this though. Every time I've gone to softball, they've won this year. Every time I go to baseball, I have to leave because they're losing. I go home, turn on the TV, and they win. So maybe it's best I stay away from Olsen. And yes, I will be as superstitious about that as you would consider any baseball player to be superstitious. I'm not going to Olsen to watch. Maybe I'll go catch a regional game between the other teams. But this weekend, certainly not going to Olsen. I'm not going to put that on. I'm not putting that on them, Bobby. I'm not doing that. But I'm just really looking forward to a good series. It's going to be a fun weekend for sports. Yet, if you like golf, you got the PGA Championship coming up. And we forgot to mention this last week, but we got to make sure I put this in there.
Yeah, jump
Huge
in.
game for the Stars tonight. And if you're a hockey fan, you know that this is like Christmas. Yeah, Stanley Cup playoffs are. I've put it out before. I'll say it again. I think Stanley Cup playoffs are the best postseason of any sport. The intensity and speed and violence is just ratcheted up during the playoffs, and it is hair on fire hockey, and it is a ton of fun. And I don't think you have to be a hockey fan to appreciate it. Because I said this, I think like last week I put on social media. So I was like, yeah, I just never got into hockey. I didn't grow up where I didn't grow up playing hockey. I grew up outside of Houston. And I can't ice skate, so I never played hockey. And honestly, I wasn't a huge hockey fan growing up. I mean, I love the Arrows. We've talked about that, going to some minor league games. But I really fell in love with hockey kind of later, when it's closer when I was around 20 or so. And it's always been, I've always been kind of a casual fan. But I jumped in, and it was easy to get hooked quick because I jumped in. I've said this before. I jumped in. The Rangers won their first Stanley Cup in forever, and they had such a just a memorable team. So I've always kind of liked the Rangers. And then obviously, your Stars is your Texas team. And I remember the Stars winning the Stanley Cup. So they've had success. My wife is from Chicago. She's a huge Blackhawks. So we've seen the Blackhawks lift the Stanley Cup. And so we do watch hockey. I try and catch it as best I can during the regular season. I'm not going to pay for the frozen ice stuff because I'm not the kind of guy that'll just flip on hockey just to have hockey on the TV. Generally, I want to watch my Stars or the Blackhawks or the Rangers. And if I'm not watching, if it's not those three, I'm not going to turn it on. I turned on the Vancouver Edmonton game last night, and I was trying to get into it, and I was just like, eh. I mean, and it was nuts, and it was a ton of fun. But when I don't have a rooting interest in it, it's hard for me to get into a hockey game. But Stars are playing tonight, so. Getting past the Golden Knights, I thought that was the worst 8 seed you ever could have drawn as a 1 seed. Getting past Vegas and now back into another slugfest with Colorado. And it's stressful. It's very stressful. I'm very stressed.
Well, it's a quick game. It's a high energy game. And yeah, I mean, stress is the name of the game, because like any little mistake here and there, and
Oh, they
all of a
make you pay.
sudden you could be down a couple of goals very quickly. And we've seen that happen. And I'll admit I wasn't like the biggest hockey fan growing up by any means, especially growing up in the middle of the desert in New Mexico. There's not exactly a lot of options out where we were at. But dad was a very prominent fan of really all Pittsburgh sports after he picked up the Steelers. So he'd be pulling for them, the Pirates, and obviously the Penguins. Well, we went to a Penguins and Caps game in DC. And there were no less than like five fights, a couple of ejections, like the whole shebang. And some of the Caps fans that were sitting with us were like, "We're sorry if this is y'all's first game. We're sorry. It's not normally like this." My dad's like, "This is awesome. What are you talking about?" Like my dad lives under the philosophy of if it's a round ball in a sport, he's not a big fan. So he's not a big fan of baseball, basketball. I mean, you go down the list, he's not a fan of a round ball sport.
That's
On the
funny.
flip side, football, it's not round. He loves football. Hockey, it's not even a ball. He loves it. Rugby, it's just a bigger football. I love it. You know, that's how my dad is. He's just one of those guys.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, but
That's a weird standard. Golf? Wait, is that round? Nope, I'm out.
yeah. Well, my dad's not a big golf guy either, and he'll go into that, but I suppose there is one thing I should discuss today. That became a bit of a prominent thing that took place with the baseball team this
I'm
past
still
week.
chewing on you.
Yeah, so I'll just might as well just make a quick thing on it. So for anybody who's not aware, Aggie Baseball did put out a brand new logo. They haven't officially revealed it yet, but it's been shown on A&M team gear and stuff like that. And it's a baseball Sarge walking with bat. And for anybody who knows me, I made several concepts back in about 2015. And I'll go ahead and stress this. They were 100% concepts, not anything official by any means. Took the Mets logo, took a Reds logo, and just played around the idea of, hey, put Sarge on there, have fun with it. And I just kind of ran with that for a while and held on to those. For the YouTube reference, anybody looking, that's what the guy looks like. So take a peek. Anyhow, this past week, it was revealed that they had incorporated a logo. Now, the problem with the situation is not the fact they incorporated the logo, far from it. It's their logo. They can do what they want. The problem was going back to November, I had approached CC Creations even a year before that to kind of come forward and try to get a conversation going with A&M to try to get the logo rolling. And we get told that, well, he can't be altered in any kind of way. You know, it's vaulted, all that fun stuff. Sorry, there's not much we can do. So, but then it turns around and we see this reveal. I don't know who designed it. I don't know if it was Adidas. I don't know if it was somebody at CC Creations after seeing my design. At the end of the day, it really doesn't matter all that much. If you want to go and support and buy those, that is totally your call. I'm not going to sit here and tell anybody not to do it. That is your call. But just making you aware of what the situation was for me. Once again, it was never really the fact that I was trying to make money off of this. I mean, would have been kind of fun, of course. You know, if they just said, hey, we're going to roll with this. All right, neat. But at the end of the day, I think the thing that would have been so cool for me and the team was just the idea of, hey, you know, a fan came up with an idea and we would like to at least work with him on an idea, you know, whatever that might look like. But instead, the conversation just goes, eh, we can't do anything with that. But that was a really good idea. So let's make one. So, anyhow, there it is. It's out there.
I don't think you'll ever get the answer to it anyways.
And that's fine. I'm not going to sit here and press for it because at the end of the day, the names that are above the head on that, and frankly, the point of trying to do anything legal with that is a waste of time. So
Oh, yeah.
no point to jump in on it. And but like I said, at the end of the day, I just wanted to make people aware of my situation. I'm really not out anything at all, which is fine. But like I said, if anything, it's just maybe a little sting of pride, and maybe that's a little pride that I can hold on to for the future to be like, you're welcome for the idea at least. So I just wanted to put that out there, just a quick little thing. I am not mad. I'm just disappointed. Let's just leave it at that. But yeah, everything's good over here. No worries. Aggie baseball, you guys do what you got to do. It looks cool. The hat looks cool that I've seen so far, and I'm sure you'll sell gear with it too because it was a good idea. So moving on.
Yeah, I saw the shirt and I saw two of the hats. One of them looks good. I mean, it's all personal preference kind of stuff. But right. I just think it's amazing that, like, and I get that it was vaulted because they've had it forever. Like I've got a old Sarge shirt from when I was growing up, you know.
Oh yeah.
But that they vaulted it now, all of a sudden it seems like they're bringing it back. You know, now you have baseball, you have the golf gear, yeah, which is hilariously awesome, I might add.
Oh, I love the golf gear. I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah, just the baseball one's a little similar.
Yeah, it's definitely similar. I mean, at the end of the day, that's all you can say about it. So, once again, not going to sit here and turn this into a pity party. I'm not, like I said, this was never me making money. This was just me trying to help out. So,
well, moving on, happy moving belated on. Mother's Day to any mothers that listen to this, by the way. Did you call your mom?
Oh, of course. I called mom. She came out to the live record the other night. So,
oh, nice.
So got to see both of them. And oh, my goodness. If you guys go out and check, I posted it on X. I went ahead and posted it to Instagram this morning. Mom and dad, you know, God bless my parents. They're both just some of the greatest people I know and frankly would not. I wouldn't be anywhere near the person I am without them. And I love them for who they are.
Seems like a really long preface,
but one of the things they bought me, it's phenomenal. They bought me a shirt. And if you go and look at this, it is to this, I would say easily my new favorite show shirt I ever have. It is old style Western with like the top loaded pockets that are lined turquoise with the piping down the middle, kind of going around the backside. But above here and along the back, it's all spacey themed things. So there's rockets and there's shooting stars and constellations. And on the back corner over here, there's a UFO picking up a cow. It is the coolest shirt I have ever gotten a hold of in my life.
There's a lot going on in one shirt.
But it maintains its simplicity. Like if you ever looked at it, you'd be like, that's a cool shirt and it's not too over the top. But my plan was to wear a Canadian tuxedo for this thing. And then this shirt arrived and I said, oh, I got to wear that. So
that's
yes,
the one.
But yes, I did get a chance to talk with my mother, as well as another one of our friends, our band mama, believe it or not, Amy McIntyre. If you're listening, we love you. Amy's a wonderful woman. And, she has been, coming out to shows for Carson even before I was in the band. And she is band mama. Anytime we're in Oklahoma, she'll bring us salsa. She'll bring us chips. She'll bring us food. She'll bring us drinks, whatever we need. And she came down for the live record too. So we got to just hang out with her. So to all of the mothers that listen to this podcast, or, you know, any guys that are over here listening and haven't had a chance to talk to mom, thank them. We love them.
Yeah. Call your mom.
Call your mom.
It's not that hard.
No, we love our parents, and I certainly love mine, and they've been so supportive of everything that I do. I mean, me being a musician, I understand that is not the end goal for most parents. Like, oh God, my kid wants to do music. This is stupid. But no, they've been nothing but supportive of that, and so that's been a blessing.
Yeah, I was so Megan and I don't really do Hallmark holidays. And like, and I get Mother's Day and Father's Day are a little bit different, but so we don't really do gifts or any stuff like that. But she had two requests for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
One was she wanted an Aggie mom shirt.
Cool.
From Kira. And two, she just wanted to relax. Mm-hmm. And she just wanted to relax all day. Not go, not do nothing. Relax. Yeah. I had dinner planned. We were doing steaks, artichokes, shrimp, corn. Like I had this whole great dinner plan, and then, you know, the rain came, so I couldn't grill. So I had to pivot, but thankfully, you know, I've always got something in my back pocket. So I made chicken Parmesan last night, that I was actually quite proud of. I tried a little different, little different, batter for the chicken cutlets.
Yeah.
But yeah, hung out and years and years and years ago, we used to do Scary Movie Sunday. And so like Sunday night before we went to bed, we'd go pick a scary movie and watch it. And so we did that again last night. It was kind of fun. Cool.
Fun. What was the movie of choice last night?
This is one of the Paranormal Activity ones.
Nice.
Like where the plot is incredibly thin, but there
Right.
were a whole lot of jumpy moments. Like it, yeah, like get you jumping a little bit in your seat. So it was it fit the bill. But hopefully the weather will hold off this evening because I have shifted that dinner now to tonight. So nothing like a random Monday evening to have steaks, artichokes, and shrimp. And
Yeah, keep an eye on that forecast a little bit. It's
well, if I gotta kick it to Tuesday, the steaks are in the marinade, so I'm good, bro.
That's good.
Well, and that was another thing I did. So if for all you, we always end up talking about food.
Well, might as well.
Well, so one of the additional things I tried with my chicken parmesan, and I'm gonna try this basically with anything I fry moving forward. I mean, I pan fried these, like kind of pan sear fried them,
Yeah.
was put it so generally, so I use egg and a little bit of milk or cream, or maybe some buttermilk. So this was just eggs and some seasoning, and that was it. And I marinated it in the egg wash for like 2 or 3 hours. And I gotta be honest, it was fantastic. So for those of you that like to cook out there, I'd never done that before. I thought it looked weird when I saw it. I was like, all right, well, I'll give it a shot. And I thought the quality, it ratcheted the quality up of like the crust and everything. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's your foodie moment. I don't have any food questions today for you.
Oh man, such a good segment. I mean, I'm enjoying the food discussions though.
Well, I mean, we could talk barbecue sauce because I decided to make a bulk batch over the weekend. I was
Oh
in the
man.
barbecue mood. And again,
Okay.
so and it rained, so I had to do it in the oven. But that's
Sure.
how I grew up. My mom used to do it in the oven, cut up the sauces, barbecue sauce, run the oven. So for those of you that don't know, I used to have a barbecue restaurant, and the sauce recipe is something that I got from my mom. She got from her mom. It's a really old family recipe, and it's sweet and it's tangy. So
Right.
it's because and it's got a ton of butter because this is coming out of East Texas. But I've tweaked it a little bit over the years. When I say tweak, it's minor tweaks, but it's sweet and tangy. But when you grill it, there's so much brown sugar in it that it gets really nice and sticky, when it gets to that char point. But I've also got, so I've got a pepper version, like a hot version. I did an Asian version, like an Asian barbecue. It's a pain in the butt to make, but, and then I've got a mustard one.
Okay.
So here's your question, since we're just going to randomly pop a question.
Sure.
On barbecue sauce, now when you use sauce, because I'm not, we're not going to get into the whole good barbecue doesn't need sauce. We're not
Right.
beginning. So when you use barbecue sauce, do you prefer sweet? Do you prefer tangy? Do you prefer hot? Like to me, one of my favorites, see, I love barbecue all over the country. So the mustard barbecue sauce is one of my favorite barbecue sauces on the planet. I love it. I mean, I love mustard, so that kind of helps,
Sure.
but like North Carolina, where it's just sugar and vinegar. I love that. It's unique. It's different, But everybody's kind of got their wheelhouse. So
Right.
like, are you a sweet, tangy, or are you kind of, do you like the hotter stuff?
So I'm generally pretty I'd say a mild sweet most of the time is generally my go-to as far as barbecue
Barbecue sauce
sauce.
can get too sweet, can it?
It can, absolutely. And so it's all about finding a good balance on those. Like I said, I do like a good sweet sauce, but I don't like an overly sweet sauce. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I'm the same way. But I may have to make some more. I'm start talking about the mustard. I may have to do that now.
I mean, it's an
Well,
option.
and if I can get, if we can get the weather to hold off, I'll get a pork butt on the smoker Friday night. So I'll have pulled pork for Saturday.
That'd be cool.
I'll save you some.
I do like some pulled pork. I know a lot of people are, like the brisket debate versus a, pulled pork debate. But I like pulled pork sandwich. Like honestly, like when we went to Nashville to go record, there's a little spot down the road from this from where our studio was at. Phenomenal. Like we'd pile in there. I would get myself just a pulled pork sandwich and a side of mac and cheese. Let me tell you, boom.
Oh yeah, I mean
Phenomenal.
those are two staples, and that's being in Texas where brisket is king, and I get that.
Yeah.
But man, I love pulled pork,
Yeah.
absolutely. I mean, granted, there's really not any barbecue I don't love. Let's be honest,
Fair.
I do appreciate being fat from time to time, but
Yeah, we all do.
yeah, so I'm gonna have to fire up some pulled pork for Saturday.
Yeah.
Maybe do some white queso mac and cheese and just have a straight up good bowl day.
You're gonna.
I'll have to save some for you.
I do love me. Oh man, so that white queso mac is to this day one of my favorites. It's so good.
So we can have Big Macs, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So we'll just have a Big Mac Saturday.
That'll be fun.
And then Sunday's final Premier League.
Yeah, it is. And
it's your last Klopp match.
Last Klopp match, and yeah, like I said, with him leaving. And I totally understand why he's leaving. I mean, let's face it, the stresses of a job like that are not easy. And frankly, the state Liverpool was in before he arrived, and the way he's leaving it, he absolutely left the place better than he found it. And I'm very, very happy with what he was able to do. He took Liverpool from kind of a, you know, mid-high table team and just was like, you know what, we're going to put you back in contention for Champions League, for the Premier League every year. You're going to be getting after, you know, some silverware for the trophy case every year.
I mean, and it's tough shoes to fill.
Yeah, and those are tough shoes to fill, no question. So, obviously, Jurgen, well, does not listen to our podcast, never will. But, hey, Jurgen,
I don't know. He's about to have a lot of free time.
He is about to have a lot of free time. So, I want to thank you very much for what you were able to do for that club. And, yeah.
Just make sure you tag him in the video.
Oh yeah, we'll definitely tag them.
we finished the season away at City.
Oof.
So that should be a thorough throttling.
Old City, man.
Yeah, we're getting rid of our manager. So David Moyes gave us our first trophy in over 40 years, first European trophy in over 40 years. When he came in, he saved us basically from relegation.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going out not on top. I think everybody at West Ham kind of feels like he should have left last year, win the trophy, go out on a high.
Mm-hmm.
So we have struggled mightily this season. Basically, we came down with the Christmas tree kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We started off really well, and this entire calendar year has been a complete and abject failure. And so I'm looking forward to having a new manager. Sunday morning, we're gonna do a little omelet bar here at the house and watch the match.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I got an open house, but
well, that's all great and that's all good stuff, man. So once again, we did have ourselves a nice little fun night over at Cat Spring Hall, and that was a good time. Sold out crowd this weekend, and you know, a town in an area which, mind you, population out there, Cat Spring, just by itself, is about 90 people. And really, your two towns that are nearby are Belleville and Sealy, which are not very big. But we had a good contingent from the region, as well as people College Station or otherwise, come out for the live record. And they came and supported and did a great job helping us out with the recording. So that was really exciting and a lot of fun. So, yeah, I want to thank everybody that helped us out with that. Marco Polo, if you're listening to this podcast, man, I'm a big fan of your work and appreciate what you did for us. He's a luthier out of New Braunfels, basically a guy that works on guitars. And he was our side stage guy, just making sure everything was nice, intonated, clean, sounding really nice. He did a great job. So
awesome.
Yeah, all around, just a good week. A good product, I think, that we'll have to take as we get set to release a live record probably sometime next year. So that's exciting, and that should be a lot of fun to do. But, that was essentially my past weekend. You know, just a lot of stuff that was on my plate in a very short amount of time because, you know, found out the Sarge situation like on a Thursday, then turned around and had a show that Thursday, set up for a live record, play that live record. Get up here after packing out everything yesterday morning and afternoon. I'm tired. it's been a long week, and it's Monday.
Well, hey man, take a nap.
Yeah, I may have to before work, but not before I get this podcast uploaded. Not before I get a few other little housekeeping things taken care of, as far as some additional posts that we're making for Carson. We got some merch on the Carson Jeffrey website. Three of our shirts are actually going. They're going to be running at 33% off. So normally they're $30 shirts. They're going for $20. So jump in on those shirts if you wouldn't mind. That would be great.
Well, and coming up next week, So it's a week from tomorrow, so I'll mention it again. But if you're here local, at 11 o'clock, we're gonna be doing the dedication for the Never Forget Garden, over at Veterans Park for the tomb kind of monument that they put up, to be honest. And so and I'll be speaking at it. I'll be the keynote speaker. Well, I mean, I'm the only tomb guard in the Brazos Valley, so pickings were pretty slim.
Hey, gotta do
But so if that's something you want to possibly put on your calendar just to come out,
it.
it's really neat what they've done out there in Veterans Park. It's the I mean it's a big facade of the front of the tomb, or the back. Well, technically it's the back of the tomb. Yeah, where the tomb guard marches is actually the back of the tomb. But yeah, so that's just kind of something to put a pin in if you know you want to put it on your schedule at 11 a.m. at Veterans Park a week from tomorrow, so it would be the 21st.
That's going to be awesome. So yeah, definitely mark your calendars. I will be marking my calendar because I
Yeah,
think that's worth going to.
if you don't get enough of me rambling, I'll be rambling again the next day. So
That'll work, man.
yeah,
Let's see.
man. All right. Well, big week ahead. Let's just honestly root against the weather or root for the Aggie Dome.
Yeah, pray for Aggie Dome because it's going through the struggle bus right now. So I am Rob White. This is Roy May. We are the Red Ass Podcast. Thank you. Take care. Beat the hell out of Arkansas. Beat the hell out of the regionals. There you go.